Good afternoon. Light snow quickly moved in early this morning and has now overspread almost all of interior New York and New England as low pressure is weakening over southern Ontario and transferring its energy to a developing storm over the Delmarva Peninsula. The wind will increase out of the southeast ahead of this primary storm and become gusty. This will carry temperatures in most locations into the lower to mid-30s through the afternoon. In central New York, the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Connecticut, the snow will mix with and change to rain during the afternoon as temperatures reach the middle and upper 30s. As the coastal storm takes over late this afternoon and begins to intensify, the wind will shift to the north and northwest, locking the temperatures down in the lower to mid-30s in the greater Capital District north to the Canadian border and east along I-90. In these locations, snow will continue, picking up in intensity during the afternoon. It is possible, though, for some rain to mix in as far north as the Greater Capital District, but snow should be the primary precipitation type. With the rapidly intensifying storm tracking over the eastern tip of Long Island late this afternoon into the Gulf of Maine tonight, heavy snow will continue, mainly from the New York-New England border east, closer to the storm track. The wind will also increase in these locations, at times gusting to 30 miles per hour. Farther away from the storm track, the snow will wind down from west to east into the evening hours, with the snow finally becoming lighter and ending overnight in New England. Storm total accumulations will be heaviest in central into northeastern Vermont, where 8 to 14 inches of snow is expected. In southern Vermont, as well as the northern Berkshires into central Massachusetts, 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected. In New York State, from the northern Catskills and greater Capital District north into the southern Adirondacks, 2 to 5 inches of snow will fall, with localized amounts of up to 7 inches across the higher terrain. In the central and western Mohawk Valley and in the southern Catskills, the Taconics, southernmost Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, look for 2 to 4 inches. In the mid-Hudson Valley and Connecticut Valley, up to 1 to 3 inches, and for the lower Hudson Valley and remainder of interior southern New England, little or no snow accumulation. The wind will continue to gust overnight tonight, even as the snow winds down, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s to around 30. It'll be a blustery day tomorrow under mostly cloudy skies, still the risk of snow showers and some heavier snow squalls downwind of Lake Ontario as high pressure builds in. Highs will be back into the lower to mid-30s. On Saturday, we'll get a bit of a break early in the day. However, clouds will be on the increase as a weak Alberta Clipper slides through late in the afternoon and into the evening with a round of light snow showers. High temperatures Saturday will be in the mid-30s. After some pre-dawn snow showers on New Year's Day, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-30s before the next disturbance approaches from the deep south. Clouds will increase on Monday with the chance of some light snow or mixed precipitation by the end of the day, with highs reaching into the middle 30s, and as that storm pushes through on Tuesday, a good chance of rain or rain and snow with highs into the lower 40s. We'll dry it out behind this system with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, highs in the upper 30s. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming breezy with rain in the mid-40s, Boston snow changing to rain, becoming windy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo windy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today 32 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 71 set in 1984, and the record low 18 below zero in 1933. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming breezy today with snow, heavy at times, especially in Vermont, with highs in the lower 30s. Windy with snow tonight, heavy at times through the evening, tapering off late at night, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and becoming breezy today with snow, mixing with and changing to rain this afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy and windy with rain and snow ending as snow showers in the evening with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy and becoming breezy today with snow. Snow may mix with rain mainly toward central New York with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy and windy with rain and snow ending as snow showers in the evening with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills and Taconics, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and becoming breezy today with snow, mixing with and changing to rain in the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy and windy with rain and snow ending as snow showers this evening with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires. Cloudy and becoming breezy today with snow becoming heavy later in the day, especially in southern Vermont and the Berkshires, east into the Pioneer Valley. Snow may mix with rain for a period of time in the greater capital district. High temperatures will be in the mid-30s. Windy with snow tonight, heavy at times through the evening in New England, tapering off late at night with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers lower to mid-30s. Increasing clouds with some light snow by Saturday evening in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds New Year's Day on Sunday in the mid-30s. Light snow in the afternoon, mixing with some sleet or freezing rain on Monday in the mid-30s. Rain or a rain-snow mix on Tuesday in the lower 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.